Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say. When the band began to play, and we danced.
That's the Hooters bringing us back. One of their great songs, 23. After the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the original Small Business Advocate. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. That's a 15-and-a-half-year-old website that we've been updating and improving every day ever since we started. And new stuff up there all the time. Thousands of things that you can read, listen to, or watch. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage, et cetera, et cetera. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. In fact, go back and listen to the body of work that Kathy Perry has deposited with us over the last several years as a member of our Brain Trust. Some really good stuff there on social media. Kathy is a social media expert, the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. KathyPerry.com, right, Kathy?
Yes, thank you.
And that's Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J. And Kathy, talk to us about some of the things that you're learning about crowdfunding.
Well, there's a lot of crowdfunding happening on the social media side of the internet. And a lot of people, you know, it's a great new tool for small businesses if they have projects that they need to fund. So they, in the United States, Kickstarter and Indiegogo are two of the top sites.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually even another site that I've just seen recently called GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. And that's for people if you have your own following already.
Right.
Which is, so you're
the SEC, we talked about
online
the
fundraising.
We talked about the FTC in the previous segment, Federal Trade Commission. This segment
right.
is going to be associated with the SEC, Securities Exchange Commission. And I do know a little bit about this one, Kathy, because the SEC is still dragging its feet on promulgating rules for crowdfunding that allow people to really go out and invite people to or solicit investment from people you don't know. That's the big thing right now. The reason you said people you already know, that's a different set of rules from people who've never heard of you before.
That is true.
We should differentiate between having a band or something, some kind of a cause or something that people donate to, and as opposed to having someone invest in an equity position in your company with an expectation of a return. Two different things.
That's true. They are two different things. And actually, in other parts of the world, the rules are a little bit different than in the U.S. In Australia, they've lifted their regulations for equity crowdfunding.
Right.
In Europe, the same thing. But they haven't come out with real tough guidelines yet, and so a lot of people are getting their projects, getting things mm-hmm. funded early before that happens. But, you know, certainly it's great for causes, it's great for, projects and even...
Well, if you like a band, if you like a certain band's music, and you want to send them $25 and they're going to send you a CD of their music or something that was maybe worth $12, and you're willing to donate another $13 because you want to help the band promote itself, you get some benefit from that. That's okay. You can do stuff like that. But you do have to watch out for the other. Crowdfunding is fraught with all kinds of issues. Let me rephrase that, Kathy. Crowdfunding
for businesses.
Where there's an investment angle, an expectation earn on investment, and maybe even especially if you get into a situation where a commission is paid on anything. That's a whole other level that you have to deal with. But crowdfunding for businesses from an investment standpoint is fraught with many, many issues that are going to have to be worked out.
that's true. But there are a lot of people who want to support projects, and if they, you know, many social projects and things like that. I see it still as a real great opportunity. I just helped a friend who I saw post, and they're producing a movie, and they're looking for funding for this movie, right. And it's a social cause type movie, and I supported them, and right. I will get a DVD of that movie.
Right, you'll get the movie, but you also there's an emotional attachment there, and that is, and you got your return before the movie was made.
Right? Absolutely.
Because it made you feel better to do that. But that's totally different from saying, I want to start a business, I'm going to open a restaurant, and yep. I want you to be my partner, give me $1,000.
That's true. Yeah, these projects are a little bit different. GoFundMe, the places, crowdsourcing.org has mm-hmm. a lot of information. Kickstarter, Indiegogo are others. And, apparently, when they passed the Jobs Act in the U.S., right. They became more popular, and they call it, you know, they're talking about perk-based crowdfunding, but, you know, the rules haven't been defined yet.
Yep. The SEC is dragging its feet, and probably for good reason, because we have securities laws in America that have worked pretty yep. darn well since 1933, and yep. I do think crowdfunding has got to be done well. Kathy, got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, KathyPerry.com. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.